This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Here in Southern California, it's hard not to notice all those for rent signs. People have lost their jobs, they're moving out, but where do they go? Not always where you think. NPR's Heather Murphy reports on one unusual option.
Pretty much everyone I care about in LA recently lost their jobs. So I've begun playing a little game I call, Where Would You Rather? The idea is, where would you most enjoy going when you run out of money and can't pay the rent? Mom's house or military? Friend's couch or organic farm? When my friend Bob Helmick, a tattoo artist and stagehand, arrived in LA, I introduced him to the game.
What would you rather do? Would you rather have had to find a different friend or crash on the streets or go live on an ashram?
I don't know what that is, but if there's lots of hot women there, then yeah, bring it on.
I wasn't sure how to answer that. The ashram work exchange was a new possibility I discovered, hoping it might interest friends like Bob. He just left San Francisco in search of a more affordable apartment. But when you're in between jobs, it's hard to impress a landlord. The situation had begun to wear on his optimism.
You get cut down, that's life, period. You go out in the streets or lift your bootstraps up and keep trying and trying and trying.
There had to be some in-between. A nice place to hang out until your next job, to live peacefully rather than with financial anxiety. As I moved across the country a month later to keep my job, I kept thinking about this. It was time to investigate this ashram option further. My research brought me to Yogaville. Located about 4 hours outside D.C. amid the farms of rural Virginia, an orange arch with the words, "Truth is one, paths are many," signals you're almost there.
Oops, excuse me. Hari Om Priyananda.
Swami Priyananda coordinates the Living Yoga Training, or LIGHT, program at Yogaville.
For $300 a month, you're able to have three meals a day, a very nice dorm room, which you share with two other people, and classes, all the classes you could dream of.
There's no credit check, no competitive interview process. She says Yogaville just wants people who are sincerely interested in yoga and contributing to the spiritual community. It's okay if you can't meditate, yet, as long as you're willing to do chores. Right now, she has 17 people in the program, far more than ever before. We walk through the community's 1,000 acres of forest and hills. There's a lake with an interfaith temple in the shape of a lotus flower, communal and private homes. We meet people of all ages, from the far corners of the world, and closer by, like Hale Schneider of Richmond, Virginia.
I was a business analyst at Circuit City, and then the whole company shut down. And we all got laid off.
Unlike some Yogaville residents, who've been floating around ashrams for decades, communal living was a new concept for Hale. But he's been adjusting to the vegetarian, alcohol-free lifestyle, and getting centered, as he calls it.
Back in Richmond, when people found out you got laid off, everyone gave you sympathy, like felt really bad for you. But then when I got here, everyone was just like, oh, that's so great. You have all these new doors will open up for you. You're here, and you had an opportunity to come to this place.
Fellow unemployed resident Amanda Noah has had a similar experience. Less than a year ago, she was working for a mortgage broker outside Pittsburgh. Now she's attempting the upside-down peacock pose and writing songs.
Just to be is a blessing. Just to live is holy.
She says she's gained a new perspective on life.
It's nothing like working in an office, that's for sure.
Once I understand better what the ashram life can be like, I take it back to my friend Bob. As it turns out, there are dozens of similar options in California. But Bob, who has the words "more beer" tattooed across his knuckles, isn't having it.
That sounds like I'd rather take a red-hot iron poker and stick it into my ear than do that.
A while later, he reconsiders and takes it back to that question that consumes so many men in times of crisis.
I mean, are there lots of hot women there, you know, like good-looking, like yoga ladies and stuff?
There may be, but you're not allowed to have sex. Like, that's one of the rules against living there.
No sex.
So we're back to square one in my little game of Where Would You Rather? A game that's all too real to several employees of Yogaville. The community recently had to lay off several full-time staff members as well.
You're gonna be fine.
Heather Murphy, NPR News.
To see photos of Yogaville and a list of places where you can live for almost nothing, go to npr.org.